We're talking about bris ben habsara. The idea of a bris is as follows. Many tzaddikim until Avraham Avinu. Noach was a tzaddik. Shushelech was a tzaddik. Shem Eva was a tzaddikim. Many tzaddikim, they were individuals. They came, they did their thing, a very high madrega, and that was it. It stopped there. Avraham Avinu. It's different. Avraham Avinu was able to father Klal Yisrael. Ki yedatif v'manah sheyitzave es bono v'es beitzo achba. Avraham Avinu had two important yisodos that gave him that tremendous capacity. One was an incredible Bakoshes Emes. From the moment he was born, the moment he was capable of thinking, what did he do? Kept thinking how the world runs, what underlines the way the world runs. And he came to the conclusion that the whole way people were reacting to the world was sheker, or what a zohar was sheker, and the world was run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very hands-on way. That was one aspect of Avraham Avinu. Bakoshes Emes. There's another aspect of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is called Avraham Oavi. The Rambam explains that the nature of Ava, if you love something, you want to share it with them. Avraham Avinu, O Matzias was Emes, and you want to share that Emes with others. And that's on Nefesh Yerotza Bachor, and he went around talking to people about it. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Emes said it. Second aspect of it. And that's why Avraham Avinu was able to father a family. There's some people who are just their own avod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wrapped up in themselves. They work on developing their avod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other people who have the meat of Ava, they want to share it with other people. Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avas HaTorah, Avas HaEmes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Yedatif, I chose Avraham. L'manah Shetzave Es Bono Ves Beiso Achrav. He has that ability to pass on and establish a people. People who represent Avraham Avinu's ideas. Now, establishing an Am Hashem what does it mean, Klal Yisrael? Avraham Avinu, father Klal Yisrael. What does it mean to be Jewish? You go out into many areas of the world after the United States Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. There were protests. Some Jewish groups protested the Jewish right to an abortion. What is being Jewish? Having an abortion. Yeah. That's their view of being Jewish. Others, a lot of people's views of what it means to be Jewish. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we finally were formed in the final form as a nation at Har Sinai. Then we became a Melechus Kohen and Bukur Kodosh. Avram Avinu what is it? Kudati Lamanir Shitzav is Bonavis Bezo Achraf. That he was going to father a family that will continue his mission. Representing, thank you very much, representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Presenting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. We're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representatives. That gives us a number of tremendous things. It's an ability to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a deeper way than anybody else. It enables us to live an exalted life. But it puts on us tremendous responsibility to lead that sort of a life. If we lead that life, that's Baruch Hu Kol said before Kabbalah Satorah. We have Bracha. If we don't lead that life, we have Kol. Now, establishing the people is a mutual responsibility. The Pesukim say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is responsible for us, and we have an achrayus to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a bris is. So, Avraham Avinu was given Yisyonos. And his sign is two things. First, the Nisayon takes a person's potential and makes it real. Every time, people are born with a lot of potential. We have to translate that potential into reality. And through translating that potential to reality, we grow. There are certain midas. Let's say, how do you acquire the midah of chesed? Rambam says, the mitzvah of Allah, the bidracha, is not just to act with chesed, it's that becomes your midah. How do you do that? By continually acting in a certain way, taking your potential for chesed, translating it into action, that becomes an integral part of you. And the Sayyid, okay, Avraham Avinu was going around or custom preaching. Now meet the Zakodesh Baruch and the Sheikh of Odesar. How deep was that part of him? Integrating and internalizing that to make it part of him. So Zakodesh Baruch said, let's see how deeply it's part of you. If it's that is who you are, you'll give up your life for it, because that's who you are. That's your whole life. And he went through the Nisayon, the Kifshin Reish. And that entire experience deepened his commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made it even deeper, more deeply. They were observers. They were overwhelmed by it. It was horrible. It was Terach and his whole family. Overwhelmed, okay, fine. We have to go to Shem V'Eva, where this is really taken seriously. Fizzles out. Didn't become deeply part of it. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha. He's telling him a very deep thing in Lech Lecha. He says, Kol Zman, you're with Terach, and you don't have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can't father a nation. I'm going to put you through more nisyonas to make it deep, more deeply part of you. And then we can have a bris. And, well, he goes to Eretz Yisrael. He's supposed to set himself up there, and all of a sudden that's going to Mitzrayim. He's supposed to be rich, and he's poverty stricken. The entire time he sees, oh, this is Yad Hashem. Comes back from Mitzrayim rich. And then there's the whole problem he has with Lot. Sometimes people get rich and they seem to forget it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's their money, everything belongs to them. And then Midas Emes becomes a little shaky. Avraham, you know, stands up to all the nisyonos of the Midas Emes. And then Lot has a problem. He shows his Midas, Zohar Chal Tzisalim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine. Now I'm going to make a bris with you. You grew and grew and grew. Now you're at the minimum madrega that's necessary that you can father Claudius. And I'm going to make a bris. Now what does that not happen? It's halacha. Halacha says that Chal Shabbos Fahesya, Haruka Akim Lachol Dvarav. We treat him as a non-Jew. Over the Avodah Zarah, also might. Because what is Amitzias as a Jew? Ramelech is calling him a Goy Kadosh. He represents Kadosh Baruch. But a person who worships Avodah Zarah, he undermines whatever it means to be a Jew. No such thing as being a Jewish Buddhist or Jew. Or a Jewish Christian, or a Jewish chvesos. A Jew means Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Avodah Zarah is total opposite what it means to be a Jew. That's why he loses for many halachos. We treat him as a guy. What about Shabbos? The Rambam writes, "Shomeres is a Shabbos, Lasus a Shabbos Dorosam, Bris Olam." The eternal bris between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Shabbos. Osi. It's an os. Question is what? But it's a bris. And the bris isn't just, okay, I'll take care of you, you believe in me. The bris has to translate itself into action that expresses that commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a Shabbos. It's an oath, Kishesh Shamos Hashem Asumayor. Hashem Baruch Hu said, if I'm going to establish you as a nation, you are going to have to be made once a week, Kishesh Shamos Hashem Asumayor, to lay on my shishas in the flesh. That edus that you give is the ABC, it's the beginning of being Jewish. Because, okay, there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. So what happens after that? He just left the world? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world, Yesh Me'ayim. He shaped it, he formed it, and everything is as a result of him. It didn't just happen. One big bang and it happened. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, shaped it, and formed it in 6 days, and then presented the world. That's what it is. And that's the basis of everything we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a bris. What does the bris say? You have to be made once a week that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and you have to live it for an entire day. It's a bris. Now we have the bris of what success. Achad Varma Eitna. Oyud Var Hashem Avram Machzalem. Al Tira Avram Anochi Mogen Loch. Schorcha Harbe Meor. Don't worry, you've gone through all the nisyonos. How do you do? Schorcha Harbe Meor. Your schar for all those nisyonos is very great, despite the nisim beside everything. Vayomer Avram, Hashem Elokim Atitin Li Vanocha Vechavimi. He says, yes, a person who comes with an ideal, with a desire to spread, wants a hemshach. That's normal. I've gone through the world, I've preached HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've made people, but if there's no hemshach, it's going to fizzle out. So what's the purpose? And what's going to happen? Uben Meshach Beis Yehud HaMetzik Eliezer. And who's going to take over? Eliezer. Now, Eliezer is a very interesting character in Chumash. To understand what it means to be a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The contrast of Ram Avinu said he can't continue through Eliezer. Now, who is Eliezer? Damesek. Dole umashke mitoroso shel rabo. He knew all of every shir of Ram Avinu gave to the world, explaining HaKadosh Baruch, explaining Chesed, explaining Emes, explaining it. He knew that backwards and forwards. He could repeat every shir. And more than that, but he shows it and he acts absolutely properly. All of his actions are perfect. Hamoshe will call Hashem. So why couldn't Eliezer be? Later on, when Avram Avinu needs a wife for Yitzchak, Eliezer presented it as, I have a daughter. I'm your Talmud. I do everything the way you want. Everything is perfect. So what are you running up there to Haran with a bunch of Ovdei Avodah Zarah? All sorts of Rishayim. There's a Lavan, there's a Psuel and everything. Right here. Avraham Avinu told him an interesting thing. Ani Baruch V'yato Orer V'im Borer Mis. Baruch Mizdavik Baruch. I am Baruch and you're cursed. And the two can't come to that. Why is he cursed? He knew every one of our own shirim. He knew everything. The answer is, if you take, what is an Eved? An Eved is someone who's meshubit to that which is finite, to another boss of Adam. Yes, he worshipped HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that was Avraham Avinu's God. He knew all that thing was Avraham Avinu's Torah. He never had, could make any connection to any ideal, to any goal, anything beyond self-interest. What was his self-interest? Do what Avraham Avinu said. If Roman would have sold him somewhere, that's his self-interest. And in Chayei Sara, he says, Roman said, Vayomer Avram, and Avram said, Hamoshe b'chol ha-shalo, Rashi says, Moshe b'chol ha-shalo, totally emotional on every action he did. But he doesn't call him by any name. Here, it's Avdo, Avdo, Avdo. when he talks Vayom Ha'Eved, 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 Ha'Eved. One place in the middle is called Ha'ish. Why? Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? My Odin. Who is this? My Odin. He had no sense of any ideal, any goal, anything beyond the finite. A direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu he was incapable of. That's an aura. Some people don't know what an ideal is. Any that there's something beyond their own self-interest. That's Eliezer. Did everything right, understood everything, but still was very limited. He couldn't go beyond his own self-interest. That's Avraham Avinu said. He's going to take over. There's no future. Such a person can't aspire, can't give over anything. It's not going to happen. You're going to have a child. And Avraham Avinu said, but sorry, the man is faithful and capable. I'm not limited by physical reality, says Keshba. You worship something beyond the physical world. I control the world beyond the physical world. And Avraham Avinu could accept it. Yet I put my trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's against all logic. Well, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, if you're at that madrega, then I can make a bris with you. Then you can father Klal Yisrael, and now we're going to begin the process of creating Klal Yisrael. And the Hashem, I showed Tzitzichem Orkazim, why did I take you out of Orkazim and out of Choron? Vosses the Chor Tzaharas is Os Lerishta. He says, first of all, being a nation means you have a place. Now, Klal Yisrael has been a nation 2,000 years before we had a place. There's no other nation could remain a nation without a land. It was impossible. I grew up in the city of Boston, right next to an Irish neighborhood. Okay. Are these Irish? They're Americans. Yeah, they came from Ireland. But the moment they're no longer living in Ireland, they're no longer Irish. Their whole identity as an Irish nation is gone. We're a nation independently of a land because what makes us a nation is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, he says, but you're going to have a land. And even if you are in London, Los Angeles, Miami, wherever you may be, you're still, that land is your land. And that'll always be our land. So Arz is also Rishta. Now, Avraham Avinu understands he has to deserve a land. He has to deserve being a people with a land, the whole national identity. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bamo Eda, we discussed this a little bit last week. Yetz Hashem, next week, I want to go in a much deeper way to understand all the details of Bris Ben Absorim, because there are a lot of deep ideas in what does it mean that we are Jewish? What does it mean that I'm a Jew? Yetz Hashem, we'll do that next week.